Hey everybody, this is Cher and you're listening to I Need an Adult. It's at our first ever live show during the Chicago Podcast Festival on October 10th, 2017. We are performing at the Chicago Theater Works and this is an edited version of that performance.
Hi everyone. Oh, thanks. I'm so fancy on it too. Thank you. Welcome to I Need an Adult, where growing down is not an option. I'm Kat.
And I'm Alex.
And, thanks. I wasn't expecting that for some reason. And today we're going to talk about some things that we tried as an adult. Getting out of your comfort zone, trying new things, all that BS that, you know, you think you're supposed to do. And I would like to start with a discussion on what I call adventure days, where I do something that forces me completely out of my comfort zone. And those are things that involve heights and water. And sometimes I put both activities into the same day, and that's deadly. On my honeymoon, we went zip lining. We were in Costa Rica. We went zip lining. It was super cool, super fun. Like the first time we went, because the equipment was a lot more secure, like government regulated. Like it was like a legit establishment. So then later on, we were bored. We don't want to sit around this resort drinking pina coladas anymore. and this guy comes up and they're like, hey, you can do like an adventure day where you can like scale the rocks, tall rocks things called? Mountains or?
Rock climbing,
but like. Like rappelling. Oh. Thank you. Yes.
That's so much scarier.
You can ride horses and you can zip line and you can go whitewater rafting. And I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah, there's literally nothing else for us to do other than like sit on the beach. And after like the ninth day, you're just like, oh my God, give me a break. So we go. And I will say again, this is our honeymoon. So it's supposed to be like, you're not supposed to think that your spouse is about to die.
That's
it makes you appreciate how much you love them. Like it makes, yeah. So the first test of true love. So we're on this like not so government regulated zip line, and my glove gets caught in the zip line. I'm dangling maybe like 10,000 feet over a gorge. And I'm just like, God. You know, just panicking. I'm afraid of heights. I'm dangling. I am stuck. There's a river far, far, far under me, and I am not moving on the zip line. So I'm just like, yep, so I die today. That's just where my life has ended up. This apparently happened, so they came out to rescue me, which is why you make sure you go to a government-regulated zip lining shop, because this shouldn't happen. Like, it's good to have procedures and protocols, but this should never, ever, ever happen. So, like, my spouse, he's just, like, chilling there. He's just like, oh, no, he's not chilling. He's, like, full-blown panic, like, please save her. Please don't let her die. That would be horrible.
And, you know, I'm a little upset of you. He's just chilling. Like, oh, well, you know.
Well,
wife,
just got her. You can't lose her.
Right. He'll probably come back, and people are just like, did you murder her, though? Was this, like, a conspiracy?
No!
But, yeah, no, So, you know, they rescue me. It's okay. And it happened on the first of 9 lines. And I'm just like, so there's no other way off of this mountain but to keep zipping on down? Well, you can't nearly die twice, but I was wrong. I made it down the rest of the zip lines without much fuss. And, you know, we're like, okay, we're alive, survived, it's cool. So we go horseback riding, And these, like, horses are highly competitive with each other. So.
Which one did you have?
The Hulk or the fast one? Oh. He was just like, yo, I'm chill, but he's not going to get in front of me. So, like, he was just like, sorry. I just.
So the worst version of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, since it's a much larger beast, I just could not control it. So, luckily, I didn't get bucked off too hard. Emotionally, not psychologically, but physically, I was okay. So, we make it to the white water rafting. Which I had a great time, but you remember how we didn't want me, my spouse didn't want me to die. Well, now it was like a reverse situation where he got thrown into the river.
Oh my God.
On two separate occasions while doing this rafting kayak adventure down the river I was recently dangling over. So his guide, fortunately, caught him as he started to flow down the river. And so since he wasn't hurt and, like, rescued pretty quickly, I was laughing a lot because it was actually just really funny to me, which is really important because mostly he was rescued, like, immediately, unlike me where it was like, oh, no.
So you're, like, save him, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I'm a horrible person. So I decided that, like, you know, I can't live in fear. I'm going to keep doing adventure days. Like, you should learn your lessons and move on. I don't. I have to learn multiple times the hard way. So that just led to a white water rafting trip where the raft flipped, and then I kind of gave up on life and let the river take me. That's like, I don't know, that's just where you are after so many scary water incidents. And then there was like a snorkeling incident where I was trying to fight the ocean and the ocean was winning.
So this is all the same vacation?
Oh. No.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. God. I wasn't sure what was going on. It's like, what's happening in Costa Rica?
These are separate. these were separate trips.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that, I'm an adult and I can not let my fears run me, but sometimes fears are legitimate.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's rather fears.
Fear, yeah.
I guess for me, so I was 19, so that's kind of a preface of like how mature I was at the time. There was a half marathon in town, and I had, I was semi-pro in tennis. You know, I ran a lot. Like, I was pretty fit at 19. And, I can do this. I can do a half marathon without, like, real training. You need training when you, you do half marathon. And, it's one of those things where, like, they say, if you can run 5 miles without stopping, you can run a marathon. Those people are liars, and you unfollow them on Facebook and on Twitter. They're not your friends. They want to see you fail, and I failed. I really failed. So, like, me trying something new was like, I'm going to run. I'm going to just start running because I run a lot of my dreams, and I figure, like, if I can run my dreams, I can run in real life, clearly. I mean, I'm flying in my dreams. I'm, like, just going for it. Mostly barefoot, sometimes in the snow, but that's not the point here. Like, my dreams are weird, but I figured I could translate this, like, ambition into real life. So I got, like, tennis shoes, like, you can, like, see the montage of me, like, quote unquote training, as in spending my refund check on a bunch of stuff in Nike Town that I got from school because I was 19. I was living in New York at the time, and I was doing a semester at NYU, and so, like, I was more or less, like, trying to impress the guy at Nike Town. It's like, yeah, I got money. I can buy these shoes. I'm training for a half marathon. He's like, where's that? And I was like, it's in Queens. He's like, you go to Queens? Like, yeah, I go to Queens. Timestamp this, like, 2008, and, I had, like, a long-term boyfriend at the time. Like, I was super committed, but, eyes can't cheat. So I was, you know, trying to, you know, be this person that I was. And I'm trying this new persona. I'm like, I'm going to be in New York. I'm on a run. I'm going to be super fit, be super cool. And, you know, the day comes, mind you, it was like 2 months before the actual half marathon. So there was no time to actually train. And I think I ran 3 times because I was in school and also studying. And it's like, it's fine, it's chill, it's whatever. I like ran for the bus twice. Like that's the kind of like training I was doing. And so the day comes, and mind you, I looked so cute. Like my outfit looked amazing. Like I was from head to toe in Adidas. So I was like, I look like Run DMC. Like I look amazing right now. And my hair looked was like all cute and curly. I was like, I got my natural hair going on. Like I'm living my black girl truth. And yeah, you know, hashtags weren't a thing back then, but I'm sure it would be like hashtag fitness, hashtag health goth, because I was wearing all black. So these weren't things that were invented back then. But, you know, again, I was really into this outfit. And I ran, so going, and everybody was like stretching. And so I'm like trying to like copy their stretches. Like, okay, I can do stretches. I can bend, kind of. And, yeah, and so, you know, like, you know, like, in your marks, cassette, and then go, and then people just, like, started running, and I was like, wow, everybody's really fast. is that running? I thought, what I was doing was running, what I was doing was not running, it was barely a jog. some might say it was a frolic, it was, like, kind of, like, a little bouncy, not
that
really.
Way more fun.
Yeah, and so I frolicked for, like, about a mile. And then I got like a cramp in my hamstring. And so then I started like limping a little bit, but I was still moving because like my pain is not gonna stop me. I'm trying to be this new person. I'm gonna try new things. I look really cute. And there's a guy who's like kind of next to me who's running really fast. And he's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm chill. I'm just like, you know, slow but steady. Like, you know, like in the horse and the tortoise and the hare. Like mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be slow and steady.
I got my shoes in Nike Town.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I spent money, fam, for this. And so I'm, like, running, and I'm trying to run, and then now it's limping. It's, like, mile 3. And then I see a Jamba Juice in the distance. And then what you don't know about me is that I hate Jamba Juice. I hate Jamba Juice. I think it's too bright in there. It's, like, the sun. Everybody's too perky. Don't trust perky. Everybody's a little too friendly, a little too nice.
Hi, Cher.
I don't know what kind of powder they're putting in my drink. Like, they say it's protein. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't see any labels. So, like, I am just, like, super suspicious already. But I see it in the distance. And it's like, maybe I can just, like, get some water. And then so I went in there really quickly just to diverge. Like, I'm just getting water. Maybe it's the bathroom. This is just a quick little break. And then I'm going back on the half marathon. And then they said, hi, how's it going? And for the first time ever in my life, that, like, really warm welcome was so comforting and nice. And, again, new thing as an adult was, like, accepting people's kindness. I was like, wow, you guys are really nice. And then I stayed, and then I didn't go back outside.
that's a good decision.
So lesson learned, if you're going to try something new, research. I research now everything to a fault, to the point where I don't try anything new anymore. But yeah, that's the first like newish thing I did as an adult. What about you?
I mean, I'm just all caught up in Nike Town because like you were trying to pick someone up at Nike Town, and
I had a boyfriend at the time too, which was like very bold.
I mean, I have a spouse, and I still kind of like want to. Can we swear? I would fuck like everybody at the Apple Store all the time.
Yes.
But oh god, my thing is so just fucking basic.
That's
this,
fine being basic. That's what this whole show.
I know.
About.
I've accepted it. yeah. I recently turned 27, so I'm having this like existential.
We're babies, by the way.
Yeah. I'm having this existential crisis because like I want to be 30 because I feel like that's the point where I mean I'm a queer woman, so no one's ever gonna take me seriously. But I feel like at least that number, there's some credibility to it. But I was in New York this week. And by this
morning.
Okay, yeah. This morning and afternoon. And like Times Square is like my personal hell in one big panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is the epitome of capitalism. But then I found myself like looking at a billboard and being like, God, that Google Pixel is really fucking sexy. Oh man, that Samsung. Oh God, that iPhone 8. Yeah. And then this is something that my partner and I, we've lived at the same apartment now for about 3 years. Like, it's our first like big kid apartment. And it still kind of looks like our dorm room from when we've moved in. There's just like bins of things from like my old film equipment to books and like term papers I wrote. And I just thought today, like, what if I just didn't own anything? And what if I just had, I have this just like idyllic, like, what if I just had my phone and my headphones and I could roam about the universe? And I tried to do this before of like throwing away all of my belongings. But then I remembered, like, underwear is a thing, and you should probably have more than 7 pairs of it. It's
I have, like, 50.
Yeah.
I have so many pairs of underwear. Man. Some might say it's a lot more than I actually need, but I don't also like doing laundry.
No.
I digress. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, totally. And this leads to the next adult thing. Like, our laundry piles up like crazy. And then someone just told me, like, why don't you just spend, like, $30 and like go get all of your laundry done. I'm like, wait, what? That's a thing. Not dry cleaning. You can just go to a laundry place and give them your things and they wash it and fold it for you. Not only that, they fold it and put it into like vacuum sealed bags by category. It's beautiful. And
it's dope. I used to do that a couple years ago when I literally had no time to do laundry.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's a privilege.
It is a huge privilege. However, like, it's the one thing in my life now that I can like, this is the only small business I've supported in like years, because like other than bookstores, it's like, I don't know, bars and bookstores. That's all it had. And there's this lovely like laundromat that's been by my house for I guess like what, like 30 years. I don't know. We looked, my spouse is in the audience, but yeah. It was so
Hi.
Beautiful.
Hey.
That's a really cute t-shirt. Anyway,
we're gonna
focus. yeah. And so it's delegation has kind of been my new adult adventure of like, I don't need to do absolutely everything. It takes a village for all humans, not just
a child?
Yes. I mean, I am kind of a child, to be fair.
We're all children. We're all God's children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was weird.
I mean, today I was called the most Polish person, except it was a Polish slur which
what?
I mean, yeah.
When was this? This in New York?
I was in New York, Cher. Everything.
Okay. Yeah, but like, what? That's horrible.
Well, and I was like, oh, okay. Yes, I do indeed look super Polish. And Jewish, and just, man.
Ouch.
Why out? You know what? I like my big nose, Cher.
I like my big nose, too. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's weird.
I've got pretty big pores, though.
But, no, going back to what you were saying, though, about, like, delegation. I'm trying to embrace that again, because for such a long time, I'm just like, I can do it. Mostly because the people I delegate to fuck it up. And I'm type A, so like, I'll just do it myself. You know what, you're terrible, and I'll just do it myself constantly, and then I overcommit, and then I won't be able to actually do anything that I need delegated. So what has, like, what with your new venture in delegation, how has that been going for you?
I mean, there's this, especially right now, people are talking a lot about emotional labor, and especially how women are never recognized for the incredibly vast amounts of work we do and that people don't consider it work. And men are like, look at, I folded a sock. Yeah, give me a trophy. I'm just sort of learning that, like, yeah, that is hard. And it is okay to share that with somebody. And also, I should take it more upon myself. Like, it's not fair if I'm working 80 hours that, the other people need to pick up all of that slack. And I'm just, trying for the whole work-life balance. To be clear, still failing epically. But it's like this new, I would rather go ziplining than like take a day off of work, because that scares me so much. Because I'm like, oh my god, what if I'm fired? I'm gonna lose my health insurance. I'm going to die. And I don't know. Adulthood is scary and hard and weird.
Yeah,
we're still trying to figure it out. But yeah, what about you, Catherine? What have you been learning about like this with this Adventure Days stuff? Like, what have you?
Oh,
learned?
Don't do it. that's my only lesson. It's like someone trying to be better at life. I'd like decided to, you know, let, like, I don't want fear to run my life, all that nonsense, and I decided to start taking swim classes. Like, I know how to swim, but now I can't get into water without, you know, having a panic attack. So I was like, I gotta get comfortable with the water. I gotta be one with the water. I'm gonna like pick up some new techniques. Swimming's gonna be great. Swimming's only great if you have a good teacher. Because if you have a bad teacher, they add on to the panic. Because like my teacher's advice is, just relax. It's like
how do you do that?
Well,
that's like, yeah, I don't know how to relax.
That's why I'm here. That's why we had this whole discussion as to why I'm here. I cannot relax because fear, panic, and I've nearly drowned several times in the recent past. And he's just like, Kat, you just gotta relax. And I was like,
oh my god.
You know what? You take a seat. You're the least helpful swim teacher I've ever had. So switch classes. My new teachers are better. I was like breezing through some backstrokes on Wednesday, feeling good. I'm supposed to do some water adventures later this month. So
what type?
I'm gonna go snorkeling, even though I'm afraid of fish. I gotta like do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's half of life, just doing it. And I'm gonna be in Thailand. I'm just gonna get up to some nonsense.
You're going to Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Awesome. You already knew that.
Did we?
Yeah.
You're just too cool.
You're
like
so cool.
Probably none of you have heard this podcast as we released it yesterday on a Saturday afternoon.
It's very, very, very good.
So thanks for being here.
I'm not sure how time we have, but I do want to ask, see if the audience can pulse the audience about like what kind of like things you guys started, or like any new things you did as an adult that you regret or feel good about it. Yes, absolutely. And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
For me, in my 20s, it was my mid-20s. At age 25, I moved from Chicago to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And, you know, like a lot of people in the arts, they go to L.A. or New York to try something very different. For me, moving from Chicago to Albuquerque, New Mexico was about as different as it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went from being I grew up in a Chicago suburb, and all of a sudden I'm in a place with mountains, 5,000 feet above sea level, a place where pastels are appropriate. And
some turquoise.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I wore turquoise there. Like, coming from Chicago, your colors are red and black. and then also, right? Yeah, and like, if you grow up in the people that grew up in New Mexico, everyone is tripped by the time they're 20 because there's not a lot to do, so everyone's used to using a lot of drugs for various reasons. Santa Fe is like the lesbian capital of America.
Wait, what?
I know. No one told me about it.
They're like straight girls who just have lesbian girlfriends because it's like in the water. And it was also my first time living in a situation where I was a minority. Because between the Latino Americans, except for there, they called Hispanic. They don't say Latino. Which also was interesting coming from Chicago. I'm like, oh, you're Latino. I'm like, no, we're not. We're Hispanic. And that was a fascinating thing to learn. And then also the indigenous Americans that live there, that was started off. So as a white person, it was my first time as a minority living in a place with mountains and sunshine. It was also when I realized I had season depression, because living in a place with so much sunshine, I was like, whoa, sun 300 days a year and spicy food and all kinds of things like that. there were so many things that I thought were me growing up. I learned living there was not me, but what I ate for breakfast. And that, you know, over there, nobody gives a fuck about sports because there are really no sports teams in Albuquerque. Here in Chicago, you grow up, you even if you don't like sports, you like sports.
Yeah.
And you pay attention to politics because it's another sport. There, no one cared. And I was like, whoa, if I grew up in Albuquerque, so much that I think is me would not be me. So I learned how many things were really truly me and how many things were just the product of growing up in the 70s in Chicago. And that was a really fascinating thing to learn. I still own turquoise.
That was magical.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do love, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Shout out to turquoise. I actually love turquoise.
Yeah, super dope. Shout out to the lesbian capital that doesn't do sports. Oh my God.
I know where Alice is retiring.
Hey, we might be moving.
Oh man, so I guess to wrap this up, we can do our adult deed of the week. It's the one thing we did this week that was adult. So, Catherine, let's kick off to you.
Man, we should not start with me.
Okay, I'll
go ahead, Jer.
I started a new job this week. That's it's pretty adult. I still work for myself, kind of, but now it's my side thing, not the thing that is my only thing. So that's pretty exciting. I'm responsible for a lot, which is good because I like being in control. But it's nice to go out of my house to do work and like leave the house. And I think that's kind of an adult thing to do. It's like having a place to go every day. Mm-hmm. So what about you, Alex? What's your adult thing this week?
So I have, after 2 years, started the process of getting an updated sticker on my car. We're definitely going to link the two other podcasts that were here tonight, the Chicago Podcast Festival, and talked about people of color's experience getting pulled over by the police. But my spouse, Maddie, was driving our car, and it has a sticker from 2015. And, like, it's on the way. I don't understand the DMV. I just keep paying parking tickets because it's easier. But they got pulled over, and they're like, oh, it's a warning. It's fine. And I figured, you know, I should probably, one, learn where the DMV is that is closest to my house, and two, stop getting parking tickets. And three, I think I'm going to finally throw away some of the podcast t-shirts I have that are literally 10 years old as I was going through my drawer this afternoon. So yeah, big week, big week.
And Catherine, what about you?
So my adult thing, which, like, me and my spouse clutter, like, we're cluttery as fuck. And it takes so much, like, strength and effort to keep our home clean. And this week, we cleaned it, or I cleaned it. I don't remember. It was, like, a week ago. But it's still clean. And the dishes are washed, and the laundry is done.
Oh,
like, my
blessings.
House is I could blessings. Have people over right now if I wanted. Like,
ooh, party at Catherine's. Hey.
It's clean. I mean, I'm not embarrassed by where I live, so.
Envy is radiating off of me right now.
After party at Catherine's.
Yeah, that's a true glow up.
Before we sign off, I just want to thank everybody who helped organize the Chicago Podcast Festival for the second year in a row. This is the second time I'm doing a show here.
Me too.
And yeah. And just coming back from New York. Not to throw shit at New York, but like,
no, it's fine.
Fuck every city except Chicago. there's so many people. There's so much honking.
But can't wait to go back in 2 weeks.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I love that city. But
seriously, the like podcast community and storytelling community is growing here so much, and I appreciate everybody who like comes together in this community who, like, they're telling diverse stories and having interesting, challenging conversations. Like, I talk about my laundry, but there's other folks doing way more important things, and I'm just so, so grateful to be a part of this.
But I also like the fact that, like, it's a space where you can have all those conversations, and all of them seem to be, like, mm-hmm. valid, because even if it's literally something as mediocre as doing laundry versus talking about race relations, it's nice to have a space where we can all be that and mm-hmm. be our full yeah. selves. We're not a monolith. So that's nice.
It's like I experience structural racism every day, but I still keep my house clean. So I think that's like
woo! Yes,
putting that mix in there.
Queen status.
Feels really good.
For
feels
sure.
really good.
Queen status.
Gotta excel
status.
Somewhere in life. Yeah, so thank you so much for having us, and thank you for listening. And I Need Adults first live show / we just premiered our show.
Yeah, so we're super
check
new.
Check it out.
But I'll give the credits, I guess, when I give a shout out to the Chicago Podcast Festival once again for bringing us on. Thank you, our collective, Post Loudness, which is an independent podcast collective featuring shows of people of color, women, and queer-defined hosts. You can find more about them at postloudness.com. You can follow us, our podcast, I Need Adult Pod, on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook, I Need an Adult. And we have an Instagram, I Need an Adult Pod. See some fun stuff and maybe some studio stuff. I don't know. This show is new. I don't know what's going to happen. You can follow me on Twitter at ShareMusings.
You can follow me at @cat_unlearned.
You can follow me at Alex Cox, spelled COX, not the other way.
Nice.
Oh, and thank you so much to Claire Friedman, our good friend who left Chicago and moved to New York, but I'm done, I'm sorry. she made our amazing artwork that you, if you're looking, listening on your phone right now, you should look down at it, because it's adorable and awesome.
And you should hire her for all the things.
Yes.
Because she's fabulous. So yeah, until next time.
Remember, get your flu shot.
Post loudness. Audio.